We're doing the Avat Chesed. The Chafetz Chaim says, "V'chama yagia la'adam kalon uchlima la'netzach v'god la'tzar shekulam yamdu v'yinaru me'afaram v'yizku l'chayei ad b'rov oneg v'simcha v'hu yisher le'en kol mushkav mutman v'afar la'netzach." And how embarrassed is the person going to be when the time comes that all other people are resurrected from the dead, but this guy who gave loans with interest, because he took interest on his loans, he is going to remain buried in the dust. Everyone else is rejoicing, and he remains in the dust. Tachat me'atanat isuribit. For what? For the small benefit he got for collecting interest. Shekibla nafsho abeimit ba'olam hazeh. What did he benefit from that interest? His physical, his animalistic tendencies gained something in this world. Something so minuscule compared to what he's losing. And about this type of thing, the Tana says in the Mishnah in Avos, you should always calculate what do you lose when you do a mitzvah and what do you gain if you do it? What are you going to gain if you do a sin and what are you going to lose if you do it? So the Chafetz Chaim says a person should take into account that the benefits of taking interest are so fleeting, yet the price that one pays is so great, as we saw last time, that he will not be resurrected when the rest of Israel are resurrected from the dead.